Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast on the 29th of July, 2025. I'm Ian DeEubank, and the HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Coming up today, C.J. Miller has the news, including a new trade deal between the U.S. and the European Union, and the Indiana State Fair begins soon, complete with the return of the Pioneer Village. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm forecast does not have much change from the high humidity and possible unsettled conditions. And Monday's corn and bean futures were weak again. We'll have settlements and John Zanker market analysis on the HAT Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
What does it mean to farm God's way? It means meeting the basic needs of life through farming, growing food sustainably, and celebrating God's blessings. Join fellow ag professionals, farmers, gardeners, and missionaries for two Farming God's Way training events. Farming God's Way training August 7th through 9th and vegetable training August 11th and 12th. There will be five accredited trainers attending this year's events. The multi-day events are hosted and presented by Agri Stewards and supported by the Hoppert Institute for Agricultural Studies at Huntington University. For information and to register, visit agristewards.org/events. That's agristewards.org/events.
President Trump announcing a new trade deal with America's largest trading partner and a preview of the Pioneer Village at this year's Indiana State Fair. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by the Indiana State Fair. Starting Friday, August 1st, and running through the 17th, find advanced discount deals and daily ways to save at indianastatefair.com. A new trade deal has been reached between the U.S. and the European Union.
We've had a very good relationship over the years, but it's been a very one-sided transaction, very unfair to the United States.
And that's President Trump making that announcement from his golf course in Turnberry, Scotland on Sunday.
The tariff straight across for automobiles and everything else will be a straight across tariff of 15%.
Meanwhile, Trump says the EU has agreed to accept U.S. imports without tariffs. The 15% tariff rate is much lower than the 30% rate that Trump had previously threatened against the EU and the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen.
We have the opening up of all of the European countries, which I think I could say were essentially closed. I mean, you weren't exactly taking our orders. You weren't exactly taking our agriculture.
Read the full story. It's at HoosierAgToday.com.
Big challenges call for bold conversations. Join Indiana Farm Bureau's first ever Critical Issues Summit on Friday, August 15th in Noblesville. This one-day event brings farmers, elected officials, and other leading voices together to dig into the most pressing issues facing agriculture today. From policy to innovation, this is where ideas turn into action. Be a part of these critical conversations. Seats are limited, so register today at infb.org/events.
When the Indiana State Fair kicks off on Friday, you may be looking forward to all of the food, the rides, the 4-H exhibits, and the livestock. But one very important piece of the State Fair is the Pioneer Village, which serves as a living, breathing museum that showcases how Hoosiers used to live and farm more than 100 years ago.
We have more people come to this museum in 2 weeks than most museums across the country have in a whole year.
And that's Gary Emsweller, superintendent of the Pioneer Village at the Indiana State Fair. He says the goal is to make you feel like you've stepped out of a time machine and into the early 1900s.
All of our volunteers put the bibs on, put the long dresses on. They learn how to adapt to the weather. We run about 250 volunteers out of Pioneer Village, and it's one huge family. They come from across the country to volunteer.
And you can see those volunteers hard at work in their bib overalls using the same equipment on the farm as your ancestors.
We have a huge sawmill. The lumber from those logs are sold to the public. And so if somebody wants a nice piece of hickory or a black walnut or whatever it might be, we probably will have it for sale. So thrashing machines ready to go. We'll be thrashing wheat all through the state fair. Both of those are driven by steam engines, but we have a lot of demonstrations, a lot of different activity that people can not only learn about, but participate in.
Emsweller says you can make a stop at the Pioneer Village to also check out their antique style barber shop.
Yeah, you can come to State Fair, get your haircut, get a shave. It's old time. We got the old sign that's outside the building, so you can't miss it.
Read more about the Pioneer Village at this year's Indiana State Fair, which kicks off on Friday, August 1st. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Once again, a very muggy, very uncomfortable weather pattern here for your Tuesday. We've got partly to mostly sunny skies, high dew points, high humidity values, and it's not a very nice recipe at all. The humidity not going anywhere. We're quite humid tomorrow, but at least we're going to be seeing a little bit more rain activity trying to come through. That should keep temperatures a little bit cooler, especially over the northern half of the state. This moisture that's coming in is part of a frontal boundary complex that really pushes through overnight tomorrow night through Thursday. Two waves of moisture before all is said and done. I think combined we're looking at 1.5 to 1.5 inch rain totals over about 90% of the Hoosier state. What I'm really excited about, though, is what comes in behind. Cool Canadian high pressure is going to dominate the latter part of the week. So Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd, Sunday the 3rd, we are cooler for sure. Temperatures all the way back into the 70s and dew points falling into the 50s. That's right, not humid to finish the week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see that high pressure dome slowly shift eastward, but I think we feel the effects of it on through Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures may be a little bit warmer those 2 days, but humidity values not climbing right away. And then we get into the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday time frame next week. We're back to hot and humid air, and we also have several rounds of thunderstorms. Second half of next week could bring another 2 inches of rain to pretty much all parts of the Hoosier State. Very active day with rain and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Corn and soybean futures trade lower throughout the session. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis. I grab that at the end of the session on Monday from John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities. Markets are lower, corn and beans under some pressure to start the new week, even as we do get some trade news. Probably not the details we're needing, though, to move markets higher. Very, very strong dollar index. John, where's the major pressure coming from on the corn and bean markets specifically?
I would have to guess you're seeing some pressure from the dollar, but I think it's 20%, maybe. Helping offset that a little bit was the agreement with the European Community on a trade deal, but at the same time, probably not something that's going to be exciting for the market until they actually start seeing something from it over and above what we're already doing. We do a lot of business with them. You know, we've kind of been, or we have been cut out of the corn export market with them for decades, aside from Portugal and Spain. So I haven't seen anything that I think it would have been a pretty big deal if they would have said, no more tariffs on whole kernel corn. Now, we do export a lot of corn gluten feed. It's just it needs to go over there, and it needs to not have any whole kernel corn in it. I say that from some personal experience from about 38 years ago. So anyway, we'll see how things unfold with that. But I think overriding most everything again is cooler temperatures, overall good growing season conditions for the majority of the belt, good rains over a large portion of the belt over the last 7 to 14 days, but and some rain coming for the majority of the belt in the next 7 to 10 days. So just there's just not anything here, Andy, that would suggest this crop's going to run into any major problems over the next several weeks.
On the trade front, I am seeing some say that we may be getting closer to a China agreement. Are you seeing that as well? And I'm not sure what kind of hope that might instill in the market at this point.
Well, I'm a little concerned that, you know, they'll continue to talk and we'll probably see some good reports here and then, but or here and there. But I'm a little concerned that if President Trump is going to China in the fall, they'll wait for something or wait to announce something at that meeting. Showmanship purposes, if you will, that hey, let's have a big signing agreement and for everybody to see. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I would like to see that agreement come much more quickly than October. So I'd lean towards that happening, but I think today actually may be a little bit of a disappointing news in that they're agreeing to kind of keep the status quo for the next 90 days, which would, you know, get you into that October timeframe. So we have some concerns. There are no new crop soybeans on the books right now. And we saw that a year ago and we were concerned and things started to open back up. But we have 660 million more bushels of soybeans out of South America to deal with this year than we had last year.
John Zenker, market commentary. John is at Risk Management Commodities. Their number is 866-837-9027. On the Hat Monday Market Review, the final numbers down a nickel and three quarters on September corn, 393 and three quarters. December 414 down an even nickel. March 5 1/4 off at 431 and a quarter. The downside leader, soybean futures, August 988 and three quarters, a dime lower, 9.5 down on September and November beans, 992.5 on the SEP, Novi 1011.5, and September wheat up a quarter cent, 538.5. August live cattle, 227.87, up $1.40. August lean hogs, 108.52, down 17 cents. Deferreds were higher. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.